marrying off his granddaughter.
Oh, Mother's
in his backyard.
Oh. could I ask you a question before we start?
Sure.
On Daf Tes Zayin Amid Beis, Omer Reb Yitzchak, Zonin Et Adam El, Omer Reb Yitzchak, Gimel Devarim Maskivim Avonais of Shel Adam.
Yeah.
And one of them is Iyun Tfila.
Right.
But we say that, you know, before davening, when we quote the Mishnah of Peya.
Right.
At least my siddur says, I don't know if all siddurs, you know, all siddurim say that. But my what is it? Where does it say that? Bikacholim, right? Haknas Kala, Voyas Hameis, the Iyun Tfila.
Right.
So how do we rectify over here, Ravashi? You know,
Tosfos explains that there are three different kinds of Iyun Tfila.
Oh, here.
Yeah, this the end of this Tosfos Iyun Tfila.
Right here.
One is that a person pays attention to what he's saying. He's concentrating on the davening. That's a mila. That's okay.
And
there are two negative iyun tefilas. One iyun tefila is that he doesn't pay attention. He's counting the birds or he's thinking about something else. Then the other one that's also negative is the way Rashi learns here, that he has the attitude that he davened so well, he deserves, he's positive that his prayers have to be answered. The Ibn Shalom has to answer his prayers because he davened so well. Uh-huh. There are two negative Iyun Tfilas and there's one positive Iyun Tfilas.
Yeah, it's two different. I see it. So how do? But that's not part of the Mishnah in Peah, is it?
Oh, and the Mishnah does is that Iyun Tfila?
I don't think so.
Oh, maybe it's a Shinui in the Schos. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Look in the big Mishnah eyes. They have the Chilul figure Schos on this side.
Okay. you see how much I look and I miss.
Yeah.
Okay. I thank you.
Very good. Okay. We got to start soon. Another minute. Why did you want that? What kind of thing?
Oh, that? Okay.
What did you? I forgot when you said it during the Chumash, or I forgot when you said it with Chaim Moses. So something with the Chavetz Chaim. I forgot, but I'm saying Chaim Oizer with the with Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. You said something.
Yeah,
I forgot.
Said definitely. The Kuzari.
Yeah.
Writes that Klalis, that the world is not just divided into four categories: Damim Tzemer Chaim Medaber, Damim Tzemer Chaim Medaber, Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a separate category. So they say Reb Chaim Oizer used to say the world is divided into five categories.
Okay.
Different category.
Thank you. That beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, we shall begin. We're up to the Mishnah, approximately up to the Mishnah, Yutches Amid Aleph. There's Beis Din used to send shluchim to notify. They didn't have Zoom and they didn't have telephones and they didn't have email, so they had to notify the public when they made Rosh Chodesh. So they used to notify, they used to send shluchim even to Chutzlitz, used to go on horseback. The shluchim, Rashi points out, the shluchim are not permitted to mim chalos Shabbos when they travel to notify the Gola, the people in Chutzlitz, when they established the Yontif. There is a Mishnah later, somewhere over here. Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, the top line. The witnesses, Rashi says, Eide b'sharos ha-chodesh are permitted to be mechal Shabbos in order to arrive to the Bezin to notify them that we saw the Levana, that Bezin should declare it as Rosh Chodesh. Rashi writes down the third line from the top, and Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis min ha-torah mechal alem akulam. The witnesses are permitted to be mechal Shabbos on all the 12 or 13 months of the year to arrive in it, where Bezin is usually in Yerushalayim, to tell the Beznim when they saw the Levan. And with the Rabbanim, Aval Rabbanim also, the Rabbanim said, you should only be Mechal Shabbos on two Chadoshim. But that's the witnesses who saw the Levan. So in the Torah, they more learned that from the Pasuk. In the Torah, they permitted to be Mechal Shabbos to arrive in Beznim. But here, this Mishnah, on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, is talking about the Shluchim. The Shluchim are going to notify the people that Beznim made, which day they made Rosh Chodesh. They're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. The Mishnah says that they didn't send out shluchim every single month. Even though it's relevant, you have to know what date to write in the ksuba they get. So if they're not sure, so they'll write the month. They'll write which week it was. The Shavua, Parshas, Re'ei. They don't have to write what day of the week. But on Shisha Chadoshim, they would send out the shluchim, which are the Shisha Chadoshim on Nisan because of Pesach. People have to know when Yom Tov is. Alav, because of the Tainis, Tisha B'Av, Alel, because of Rosh Hashanah, they should assume that whenever Rosh Chodesh Elul was, so Rosh Hashanah will be 30 days later, because Chodesh Elul, Ruba de Ruba, is Chosir. Chodesh Elul usually is only 29 days. But then if it turns out that it's 30 days, then they would send out Shluchim after Rosh Hashanah to notify all the people that Rosh Hashanah was not on the 30th day of El, but rather on the 31st day. Once every few hundred years, El is going to have 30 days instead of having 29 days. So the Mishnah says they notify. Then they notify on Kislev, they should know when to observe Chanukah, and Ador, they should know when to celebrate Purim. And when the Mishnah was standing, they had to send out Shluchim in Iyar that everyone should know when Pesach Sheni is. So Gemara is bothered with Akasha. Why do they only notify the people when Tisha B'Av is? What about the other Tanais? And what about Shavuos B'Tammuz and Asar B'Teves? It's all learned out from the same Pasuk. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Zechariah. The Psukim say there in Zechariah, Chagai Malachi in Zechariah were the three Nevi'im in the beginning of the Baal Sheni period. The Gemara says in the first paragraph, Yuma HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at Bnei Yisrael when they had the mission to return back to Eretz Yisrael, so hardly anybody went back. So Shlomo HaMelech already knew, that's how the Gemara points out, Shlomo HaMelech knew from the time of the Chet Egel, from the time of the Chet of the Meraglim. They were told, Atem b'chisim b'chir sholchinim, ani akvar lechem b'chir l'doiris. They were told that when they will go to Eretz Yisrael, and they'll build a Beis HaMikdosh, it will be Chorev, and they will be sent into Golus. So they knew this from the very outset. So when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, she knew that it was going to be Chorev. And the Chumash is not that explicit, but it's in Yecheskel and it's in Tehillim Beferish, that they were told right after the Chet of the Meraglim that there's going to be a Golus and there's going to be a Chorev Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech wrote Baruch HaKadosh and Sefer Shir Hashirim, what's going to be after the 7 years of Golus Bavel when the Jews will return to Eretz Yisrael and they'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? Will the second Beis HaMikdash be the everlasting Beis HaMikdash? Would that also be Chorev? So he wrote Baruch HaKadosh, and Chaymahi means Yalu Kachayma, if everybody will return, which was not at all the case. Just 45,000 people came back. There were millions of Jews there. And Yalu Kachayma, then Nivna Lehal Tiras Kesev. Then the second Beis HaMikdash will be like a metal structure, just like Ein HaRekev Sholed, but metal doesn't rot. Wooden buildings rot. Wood rots. Metal doesn't rot. So too the second Beis HaMikdash will not rot. And Klal Yisrael will not rot in the sense that we will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still continue to send us Nevi'im. When we sin, so the Ribbono Shel Olam is kind to us and he sends us Nevi'im to give us Musar and Tochacha, we should straighten out. And if in Delasi, if it'll be a Shvach Aliyah, hardly anybody will return, that was the case. Then the second Beis HaMikdash will be like a wooden hut, but just like Rekev Sholot, but just like wooden buildings rot away. So the second Beis HaMikdash will rot away, it'll be Chorev. And number two, a rat will set in the Jewish people, and the Baruch Shalom is not going to send any more Nevi'im. We're going to do Averis, and we're going to be punished. The Baruch Shalom, when he loves us, he sends us Nevi'im to give us Torah. So that was told. So in the beginning of the Baruch Shani, hardly anybody showed up. So they knew, that's how the Rabbi writes here, Deo Haya Ezra. Ezra knew from day number one, when he built the second Beis HaMikdash, when he completed the building, that it's going to be Asid Lehechariv. The Rabbi's opinion is that the Kedusha HaMikdash was Batla. After the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Makam HaMikdash did not have Kedusha during the 7 years of Golas Bavel. And after the Churban Bayis Sheni, has no Kedusha, as opposed to the Rambam. The Rambam writes that the Kedusha HaMikdash was Kitchel Asid Lover from the days that Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadosh, the Makam HaMikdash. So the Kedusha was always there. So Machlekes in the Gemara, and the Gemara has Machlekes both by Kedusha and Eretz Yisrael. And by Kedusha HaMikdash, and Gemara puts it together. Gemara sort of assumes that it's totally Zebizeh. If the Kedusha HaMikdash is Batlo, Kedusha HaSoretz is Batlo. Kedusha HaMikdash is Le Batlo, Kedusha HaSoretz is Le Batlo. But the Tosfos in Megillah, Daf Yud, quotes Rav Chaim Kain that there's room to distinguish between the two. That's the Rambam and the Rabbi, they both distinguish it. The Rambam holds that during the 70 years of Golas Bavel, the Makam Migdash retained its Kedusha. From the days of Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadosh, the first place of Migdash, the Mokam retained its Kedusha, but the 7 years of Golas Bavel, it was in Chutz Loretz, because Eretz Yisrael lost its Kedusha. Like in the Midbar, there was a Kedusha's Mishkan, and it was Chutz Loretz. The Kedusha's HaMikdash can exist in Chutz Loretz. And according to the Rebbe, it is the reverse. After the Churban Bayis Sheni, Kedusha Shnia is still Kitchel Asi Lavai. Most of the Rishonim hold like that. And Shin Lamed Aleph in Yerideya, that's the one simon in Yerideya that covers all the mitzvahs, hatlis, barats, trumas, and maisa, shmita, leka, chikha, everything, because it wasn't too relevant. The Tur wrote in Europe, all the things were not relevant. So he put everything into one simon. Yosef Gar lived in Eretz, but most of the Jews were writing Svarim then. They were writing Lucha Doidin, they were writing Piyutim, and Beis Yosef, and the Kabbalah. They weren't, hardly anybody was a farmer. Those who were farmers were not too successful. They didn't really make a parnasa from farming. So you have in Shin Lamed Aleph, they have in the Shulchan Aruch, there are a lot of dinim there. So the Bir Agra there quotes this from the Sefer HaTrumah. Sefer HaTrumah is the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal HaTais, the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. Sefer HaTrumah is of the opinion that Kedusha Shnia was Batla. After the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Kedusha HaAretz was Batla. But most of the Rishonim hold that Kedusha Shnia of Eretz Yisrael was Lai Batla. So the Rebbe holds that Kedusha Shnia of Eretz Yisrael was Lai Batla, but the Kedusha HaMikdash was Batla. Why was it Batla? So the Rebbe says, Yedeya Haya Ezra, that's the Rebbe in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, pairing both. And the Rambam writes that the Kedusha HaMikdash was Niskatsha HaYedei Shalom HaMelech, and it lasted all the years. Adayim Hazel, it was never Batla. So the Rebbe disagrees. He says, no, that Shlomo Melech knew that it was also Lehechorev, so it was only Mekadosh et Lizman. And there Shlomo Melech was only Mekadosh and Mokam HaMikdash till it'll be Chorev. And then when Ezra built the second Beis HaMikdash, Yedeya Hoya Ezra knew that it's going to be Chorev. So he was only Mekadosh et Lizman. That's a Chiddush, that such a thing exists. He can be Mekadosh et Lizman. We mentioned that previously that there's a Gemara in Edorim. Around Af Chavtes, but the Gemara says, if you magdash a korban, I say, Hareza oila, kol lamidom. I want this animal to be an oila for the next 30 days. So what if you weren't makriv it in the 30 days and it's still alive after the 30 days, and the kedusha vanishes into thin air? So the Gemara says, there is no such thing. Kedusha taguf lepok and bichdi. Can't be. Kedusha doesn't vanish into thin air. The Gemara said the same regarding kidushin. The man marries a woman, let's say, he doesn't know if the marriage is going to work out well. He says, I read Mekadesh asli just for a year. At the end of the year, the issue should disappear into thin air. We shouldn't need to get. And if they like each other, then I'll be Mekadesh again after the year is up. So the Gemara said, there's no such thing. Just like Kedusha Zaguf on a korban, like Pakabichdi, so Kedusha is also like Pakabichdi. There's a very strange, there's a Sefer Knesset Sagdoila. The Beis Yosef is a likut of all the Rishonim and all the Achronim until his time. He lived in the 1500s. On the tour, they said Rabbi Yosef Kar collected all the Rishonim and all the Achronim. Then the Knesset Sagdoila is a likut of the. He lived a few years after the Beis Yosef. So he has a likut of more Achronim than the Shiori Knesset Sagdoila. A likut more than the Chidor lived in the 1700s. He has Birkei Yosef. Then you have Shiuri Brocha by the Birkei Yosef. A likut of all the Achronim. So the, in the Knesset HaGdoyla, in the end of Eben Ezra, he has this shaila. A man was Mekadosh and Isha only for a month, and then he dies. He had no children. He was only married for a month. He had no children. So the shaila is whether the brother needs chalitza. Of course the brother needs chalitza. But the whole discussion that he has is a pella. Because the Gemara in Adorim says on Daf Chav Tes, that's the Gemara with Iran. They're just like Kedusha and the Korban, Kedusha Aguf, like Pokah B'chadi and the Korban, so Kedusha and Ba'ishus is also the same as not Pokah B'chadi. So that's strange, the Rabbit. The Rabbit holds that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he knew that it was also Lehechorib, that it was only Mekadosh to his man for the 410 years that it will last. Even how long it's going to last, it's Mekadosh to his man that it will last. And the Kedusha Shni, Ibdeo Haya Ezra, Ezra knew from the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and Dallas in Natsalalu Acharis, he knew that since hardly anybody showed up at the beginning of the Baisheni period, that the Kedusha Shneo, the Baisheni is also Lechorid, it was only Mekadoshit Lizman. That's a surprising arrival. The Ramban and the Melchamis and Shavuos also agrees Halacha Lemaisa with the Ravid that Kedusha Shneo was Paka, but not for the Ravid's reason that Melchatrila, they had in mind only to be Mekadoshit Lizman. It could be that such a thing doesn't exist. You can't be mekadesh something only lizman. So the Rambanites are different priests. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and Afnun Beis, Boba priests in Mechilalu, that when the goyim, that's a question, whether the Jews are the goyim, Balamar holds it goes on the Jews, on the Hellenists, the Jewish Hellenists, who came in and they used their Beis Hamikdash for Avodah Zarah purposes. And the Ramban says, Boba Pritz Michalulu is a Pasig in Yecheskel. The Ramban holds it goes on Pritze Yakum, not on Pritze Yisrael. So when the Goyim come and they use the Beis Hamikdash for secular purposes, or use it for Abedizor purposes, so then it's Yotze Luchul. So that's what the Ramban says, that the Mokam Hamikdash is Lokit Shalos Lava because Boba Pritz Michalulu. Like this in the Gemara, you can say differently. The Gemara talks about why in the Beis Hamikdash when the Romans destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, there was a lot of money there that had Kedusha HaMikdash. So the Gemara says they really should have prohibited all the Roman money in the world because it's a taruvus. There's Hekdush to get money there, then mixed them with the other money. And for some reason or another, there's a Mishnah Me'ilah that money, Hekdush to get money that gets mixed in Mechulat to get money is not bottle. This is there in Me'ilah, raises the question, why is it not bottle? That's a question, why? But that's a Mishnah that money is not bottle. So the Gemara asks, they should have really acid all the Roman money in the world because of the mammon of the Beis HaMikdash was Nisara B'tocho. And the reason why they didn't, because of Boba Pritz Michalalu, when the Romans came in and they took the money for their own purposes, everything was Yotze Luchul. So the Gemara talks about the Mizbeach. They used the Mizbeach for what is their purposes in the Baishen period, so it was Yotze Migdushasa. Why was Yotze Migdushasa? Eilan Amasa Dov Shein Shaloi. So Gemara says, no, Boba Pritz Mechalilu. So one can say Boba Pritz Mechalilu goes on a tangible object, on money, on a Mizbeach. So it's Yotze Luchul and Ayidei Pritzim. Just like the Balamar says, just like it's Yotze Luchul and Ayidei Meila, if a Jew is Moba Hegdish Meshogig, then it's Yotze Luchul. So too, if the Pritzim comes, so the Balamor holds that it's Pritzay Yisrael, and it's based on that din, that Hegdash is Yotze Luchul and Aydei Me'ila. And the Ramban says, no, it's a different din, Pritzay Akum. So one could have said, Pashim Shat Nigmar, that's if you're talking about a tangible object, Kesav Zorb Sheba Oilam, the Mizbeach, it's a tangible object, the Hegdash is Paka, Yotze Luchul and Aydei Pritzim. But the latitude and longitude, the Mokam Amigdash is a location on the globe. It's not that the offer has Kedusha. You take away the offer doesn't have Kedusha. That latitude and longitude, Kedusha is Mokam. It's a concept. It's not a tangible object. So that's a Chiddush that the Ramban holds that the Boba Pritz Mechilu even applies to a Mokam on the globe. That the Boba Pritz Mechilu, it's Yotze Luchul. The Rambam says not so. Rambam says that the Kedusha Samigdash was Kitcha Lossi Lobba. He retained the Kedusha. So the So when they came back after the 7 years of Golos Babel, they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. And then they came the three Nevi'im who were there then, Chagas Chai Malachi. Ezra always refers to his two associates, Chagai and Zechariah. So the Radak asked, why doesn't he ever refer to Malachi? There were three Nevi'im. So he said, that's probably where the Chazal got the idea that Ezra is Malachi. He's the same person. Because Ezra never refers to Malachi, he only refers to his two sidekicks, Chag and Zechariah. So apparently Ezra was Malachi. Okay. So the Pasuk says there in Zechariah that the Balabatim came to the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Balabatim came to the Nevi'im, to the prophets in the Beis HaMikdash, and they asked them, there were three prophets, the Chag and Malachi, and they asked them a Shaila, should I still cry in Chodesh Av? Nisan Yer Siman Tamazov. Av is the Chodesh HaChamishi. Should I still cry on Tisha B'Av like I was crying the last 70 years? They developed a minig. Bnei Sov developed a minig that they used to fast. They weren't mechuyev. It wasn't even mid the Rabban. There was a minig that they used to fast on Asar B'Tevis, Hamidah, Shabbos, B'Tamuz, and Tisha B'Av. They used to fast because of the Churban. So the Yeshua, we still continue to fast. So then he says, "Koyam Hashem Tzvagah." The answer is Tzom Arviv, Tzom Hamishah, Tzom Shvi, Tzom Asiri, Yil LeBeis Yehuda, LeSos, and LeSimcha. So it's unclear what the Navi said. Until then, fasting on these four Tanesim, Tisha B'Av, and the other three was a minig that they accepted on their own. Now the Navi refers to Tzom Arviv, Tzom Hamishah. Sounds like he's telling him a Divrei Kabbalah. He's saying Benavua, Divrei Kabbalah, you mechuyev to fast. Then he says, "Yil LeSos and LeSimcha." Is you have to make a yontif. And then he continues to say, the next passage, which the Gemara doesn't quote, Atzom tzamtuni gamani. The Baruch Shalom tells the Navi to say in his name, were you fasting because of me? I didn't ask you to fast. I told you to do shiloach avodim. I told you to be decent to each other, not to cheat in business, to observe Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha. You're not listening to me. You violated all the mitzvahs, b'adam lamokam, b'adam machaveri, shiloach avodim, and everything. So I had to destroy my Beis HaMikdash and send you into Golus. You're on your own. You're doing whatever you don't please. So don't ask or do. You want to fast, fast. You want to eat, eat. Do whatever you please. So the Navi gave three answers. He talked out of three sides of his mouth at the same time. He refers to these fast days, which only used to be a minig. He refers to them as Tzom Aviv, Tzom HaMishi. All of a sudden, it was elevated to the level of Divrei Kabbalah. Gemara is going to have on the next daf on Yud Testament Aleph a famous expression, Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Dami. Divrei Kabbalah means something that says in Tanakh. There are two, when you learn Bava Kama, that based on the base, there are two ways how to pronounce the word. So the Shita Mekubetz says on base, on the Gemara says that Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Layafim. So whenever you learn something out from a Pasuk in Navi, that's called Divrei Kabbalah. So the Shita Mekubetz is there, says, it's really the correct pronunciation is Divrei Kivvalah. Words of complaint means something that appears in Navi, because the role of the Navi always is to give Musa. So the Nevi'im are always complaining that Bnei Yisrael are sinning. So the Shittim Kovetz says the correct pronunciation of the word is Divrei Kivvalah. And then on the side, in the margin, on base, on the base, in Bava Kama, in the margin, they have printed, look at Rashi in the end of Chulin. Rashi says the correct pronunciation is Divrei Kabbalah. Why? And it goes on Nevi'im and Ksuvim are called Divrei Kabbalah. Why? According to the Shittim Kovetz, only Navi is called Divrei Kivvalah, words of complaint. Because that's the job of the Navi, to give Tochach and Musa. But Rashi says in the end of Chulin, it's Divrei Kabbalah, because every idea that says in the Vim Uksuvim was told to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Brochas, the Gemara comments on the Pasuk. Alei Alei Hahara, after Maimon Har Sinai, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, come up to Har Sinai. The Gemara says, I'll give you the answer to the Torah, the rest of the Chamishin Tchurim Shei Torah. The Hamitzvah refers to Mishnayis, Torah Shebal Peh. Very often when it says Mitzvah, so the Gemara understands Mitzvah means Torah Shebal Peh. Asher Kosafti refers to Nevi'im, Aksuvim, the Hoyra Sam refers to Gemara. Because without Gemara, you don't know how to Paskin Nishad. The Hoyra Sam means the Paskin. So the Gemara says that everything the Nevi'im said, Nevi'im Aksuvim, was really told to Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's called Divrei Kabbalah. They had a tradition for the days of Moshe Rabbeinu about these ideas, and then they wrote them down later. But all the ideas that appear in Nevi'im Aksuvim are given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Mabit was on the Bezin of the Beis Yosef, together with him in Tzfat in the 1500s. So he wrote a Sefer Beis Elikim about Hashkafa, beautiful Sefer. Now it's available with Nekudas, nice print, easy reading, very nice. It has a lot of beautiful ideas. Meshech Chachma quotes every so often from the Beis Elikim. So he was a Sephardim. They were all Sephardim then. There were no Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael. So he says the Sephardim, when they recite Birchas HaMazon, they say at the end of the first bracha, Kalmur, Pesechus Yadech HaMazbiel L'chol Chai Rotzai. So they're bothered, the Mabit is bothered with a question. Gemara says in brachas that Moshe Rabbeinu composed the first bracha. And Yeshua Benun in Bejing. Yeshua Benun composed the second bracha, Noyde L'choi, after he conquered Eretz Yisrael. Dovan Melch composed the first part of the third bracha, when he established Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael, and Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, composed the second half of the third bracha, because we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he gave us food, over the fact that he gave us other things as well. We thank that he gave us Yetzias Mitzrayim, that he gave us Eretz Yisrael, and that whenever you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something that happened, you have to extend and thank for additional things as well. So you have to thank for Yerushalayim, the two aspects of Yerushalayim, that it's both the capital and the Makom HaMikdash. So how can the Gemara say the first bracha was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ko Amur, Besechus Yadech HaMazbil Chol Chai Ratzon." That's an Ashrei. That was Tehillah LeDavid. That was composed by David HaMelech. How can Moshe Rabbeinu quote what it says in Tehillah? So the Mabit answers, the word "Ko Amur" was added later. The pasuk Besechus Yadech was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Gemara says in the end of Chulin, that all of the Nevi'im Maksuvim, like the Rashi, quotes the Rashi in Yad Nechum, all the Nevi'im Maksuvim were told, all the ideas were told to Moshe Rabbeinu. So originally, at the end of the bracha, Moshe Rabbeinu put in, Pesechus Yadech HaMazdeh L'chol Chai. He didn't write Ka'amur, because it wasn't yet part of Tanakh. The Torah Shemichsav was only Chamish Shulchum Sheter. After the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah incorporated, the Gemara in the first parak in Bava Basra has, who wrote all the Sifrei HaTanakh and when they were incorporated into the Tanakh and into Kisrei HaKodesh. So after the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah decided to incorporate Tehillim into Tanakh, then they added the word Ka'amur. But the Pasuk was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's called Divrei Kabbalah. So the fasting on the four Tanais and Tisha B'Av, so Rabbi Teis and so on, used to be a minig. Then all of a sudden it changed, and it became a higher level chiyuv, a chiyuv midibri kabbalah. Chiyuv midibri kabbalah, because the Navi refers to it as Tomer Aviv, it's Tomer Hamish. So if the pasuk is problematic, the Gemara says, the Navi said three different psukim. He said, Kori leitom, that you're mukhiyuv to fast not midibri kabbalah, not only mitaminik. Kori leitom, v'simcha, you're not allowed to fast, you have to make a yontav out of it. And then he says, Hatzom Tzom 20, Oni, did you fast because of me? I didn't tell you to fast. You're violating all the din. You're not listening to me. So do whatever you want. Ratzim Misan, Ratzim Misan, do whatever you want because you're not interested in what I, the Rebbe Shalom, has to say. So the three different psukim, they all contradict each other. So they told me that Rav Soloveitchik commented on this incident. Why is the pasuk so obscure? That the Gemara had to interpret what pshat in the pasuk. So he said, because the Baal Bata made a big mistake. If you have a shelan halacha, but you have to fast on Tisha B'Av or not, you have to ask the Rabbanim, you don't ask the Nevi'im. Lord B'Shamayim, you're not supposed to ask the Nevi'im. So they asked the Nevi'im, so the Navi gave such an obscure answer that you had to come on to the Rabbanim to interpret what the Navi said. At the end of the day, the psak is given by the Chachamim, not by the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im said something, we didn't understand it. Till the Gemara explained. So the Gemara says, Achi Kamar, when you have a Beis HaMikdash, then you have to celebrate Sosan HaSimcha. If there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's a Gzeres HaMalchus, you live in a generation, let's say during the Holocaust, where they were killing Jews right and left, or you live during the Spanish Inquisition or the Portuguese when they were chasing all the Jews out. So then you have to fast the Rekabola. And the Ramban writes, and the Sefer Torah Sa'adam, Rambam was a doctor, so he wrote a Sefer Torah Sa'adam. He has all the dinim. When a person is born, what are you allowed to do on Shabbos? To what extent are you allowed to be in Mechal Shabbos to deliver the baby? Then he writes all the dinim, and the doctors have to know. He collects all the Gemaras. To what extent is the doctor permitted to practice medicine and so on? And then if the doctor is not successful, so what are the dinim of Bikur Cholim and what are the dinim of Refuah? When you're allowed to be in Chal Shabbos Chodesh, Yesh B'Sakan, Eim B'Sakan, the Raisas, the Rabban, all the various din. Then the Ramban has, well, if the doctor is not successful and the patient dies, he has all the dinim of Ripping Kriya, has all the dinim of Avelos and Kvura, everything is this. And once he has all the dinim of Avelos, he writes the dinim of Tisha B'Av. So he has this in the Torah Sa'odom. In the back of the Gemara, to have in the back of my Gemara, to have Ha'oras from Rav Shlomo LeVilna. He was Magia on the Vilna Shas. He lived in the 1800s. So he quotes the Vir Hagro in Hilchas Taneios in Or Chaim, quotes this when the Rabban and the Torah saw them, that when Tisha B'Av was Medir Kabbalah, so then you had a fast with the Taneisim, all the Taneisim, Shemasa B'Tam, Sam Gedalia, and it's Medir Kabbalah, means when there's no Beis HaMikdosh, and there's a Gzeres HaShmad, against the Gzeres HaMalchus, against the Jewish people, then you have to fast Leilu Ki Yomo, and all the Chamisha Inuim, not just on Tisha B'Av, I'm sorry, B'Tev, Sam Gedalia also. The reason why today we don't fast Leilu Ki Yomo, you only fast in the daytime, and we don't observe all the Chamisha Inuim on the other days, aside from Tisha B'Av, is because it depends on Ratz Misan and Ratz Eim, Misan optional today, but all the Rishonim quote from the Bahak, Rashal Yu Alai Chayva, Klal Yisrael has accepted it as a Chayva, so we have only accepted it as a Chayva to that extent, only Achila Shtiyah, and only Bayom and not Balayla. But if a person lives during the Holocaust, he lives at a time, he's under the Gzeres HaShmad, then he's Mukhif to fast Shavuos B'Tamuz and Tzom Gedalia. The Ramban says he's Mukhif to fast Laila Kiyom, just like Tisha B'Av and Olam Hamisha Inuim. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says that this three-part psak, that sometimes it's Ratzim Misanim, Ratzim Misanim, this is only with respect to Asar B'Tev, Tzom Gedalia and Shavuos B'Tamuz. With respect to Tisha B'Av, all Huchbulo Bo Hatzoris, because Tisha B'Av is so terrible. So therefore, it doesn't depend on Ratzim Misanim, Ratzim Misanim, Yimuchiv to fast, Yimuchiv to fast. Yeah, this is a Shaila, the Taz, in Hilchas Tainiyos, disagrees with the Mechaber. Mechaber over there is quoting the Ramban, that Acholo She'en Bo Sakon is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. Acholo She'en Bo Sakon is permitted to eat whenever the Chachamim are goes at Tainus, you have in the Mishnayos in Maseches Tainus, when there is a Tzires Kishamim, there's a Sakonet to the public. Because if there's no rain, vegetation is not going to grow. And the animals can die, and the people can die. It's a Sakonet. So you have to be goes at Tainus. I think we mentioned a couple of weeks ago that the Rabbanut was considering, some of the younger members of the Rabbanut were considering a few years ago, that he goes to Tainus in Eretzel because there was no rain. Eretzel's every so often there's a big problem about Tzires Geshamim. So the older Rabbanim were laughing at them, and they said, that's ridiculous. Years ago, if it didn't rain, there was a sakana to the public. Today, we know how to desalinate water. So there's a lot of water in the Mediterranean. So we can, it'll cost money, but money is a different thing, but there's no sakana. So now, that's what they said. The older Rabban said, they're not going to Tainus about Tzires Geshamim today because we have a solution to keep everybody alive. It'll cost a little money, but you're not going to Tainus. So the Gemara is bothered with the Kasha. So I mentioned Shulchan Aruch quotes when they're Ramban, that when there were guys at Tainus because of Atziris Kusham in the days of the Tanoim, so the din was that Ochel Hashem Sakana was permitted to eat. You don't have to be on Yom Kippur, you're only allowed to eat if there's a suffix Sakana, or worse, a Vadai Sakana. But on Tisha B'Av is the same as when you go to Tainus for Atziris Kushamim, so Ochel Hashem Sakana is permitted to eat. In fact, the Gemara in Tainus quotes three brises. Whether Mubaris and Manikas have to fast on that tiniest Fatsiris Gishamim. If there's no rain, so first the Bezdan's Gezer, Sheni Machamisha Bisheni, everybody should fast. Then if it still doesn't rain, the Gezer again, Sheni Machamisha Bisheni, still doesn't rain, and the Gezer seven Taneis. So they're three, and seven. So the Gemara says the first three Mubaris and Manikas do not have to fast. The middle three Mubaris and Manikas do have to fast, and the last seven Mubaris and Manikas do not have to fast. What's the explanation? So the Gemara explains the first three is a Tainus the Rabban and Kal. it's a problem, but it's not yet that serious. It's a tainus the rabban akal, so we automatically declare all the mubaras and manikas as a chor v'shem b'sakon. The gimel amtzoyos is already a more serious situation. That is a tainus the rabban chamor. So then we don't automatically declare every mubaras and manikas as a chor v'shem b'sakon. You have to judge individually. Is she throwing up? Does she have to lay in bed all day? Is she incapacitated? Chol Hashem B'sakana means a person has a condition that prevents them from functioning normally. So sometimes it'll prevent them, sometimes not. So a lot. My wife, we had 9 babies, and my wife asked at all the Tanaisim, and she was a chipper. She never had any problem, and other people can't fast at all. So on the middle three, because it's Tanaz the Rabban Chomer, so you do not declare automatically every Mabaris Minika is Chol Hashem B'sakana. You judge individually each one. The last 7 should be more chomer than the middle 3. But there the Gemara says, Mabaris and Manikas may eat. They don't have to fast. Why? So the Gemara says, because they won't be able, it's either all 7 or none. So the Gemara says, they can't fast. Shenem Hamishi, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday. They're not going to be able to fast till the end. The 7th one, the 6th one, the last couple of fast days, they won't be able to. So since the last one's going to be way too difficult, by then they will become a chol Hashem B'sakana. So you don't even have to be machmer on the beginning. So all the 7 yemekos. So that's the rule. The rule is on the tanis the rabban on chamur, you don't automatically declare every mabaris and manika as a chol Hashem B'sakana. The tanis the rabban akal, you automatically declare every mabaris and manika as a chol Hashem B'sakana. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara, it says mabaris and manika is at the fast on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. So in Shulchan Aruch says it's not the same. On Yom Kippur, you have to fast until you reach a point of a suffix sakana. On Tisha B'Av, a chol Hashem B'sakana is permitted to eat, but because Tisha B'Av is a derabban chamor, because Hulpo Lebo Hatzaris, based on Migdash, was destroyed twice on the same day, so that's why it's a Tainas derabban chamor, it's like the middle Gimel and Tzoyos of Tanya's Gishamim. You don't automatically declare every Meberes Menika a chol Hashem B'sakana, but if someone is a chol Hashem B'sakana, then they are allowed to eat. Tisha B'Av is not the same as Yom Kippur. They're the same regarding Mabaris and Manikas. Also not the same. On Yom Kippur, they have to fast unless there's a suffix sakana. On Tisha B'Av, they have to fast unless we declare them as a Chol Hashem B'Sakana. If they're throwing up or they have to lay in bed all day, then they are called a Chol Hashem B'Sakana. That's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Taz is Masik on the Mechaber. He quotes a Rabbi Natam in the Chuvas Maimini, I think it's in the back of Sefer Zmanim. The Rambam has 14 Svarim in the Mishnah Torah. So Sefer Zmanim, he has all the dinim of Tanaisim. So in the Chuvas Maimini, he has nothing to do with the Rambam. These are Chuvas, a lot of them from Maharam Rutberg, from other Balei Atosis, on topics that appear in the Rambam in those sections. So every Sefer, the Zikin, and Moed, and Noshim, and so on. They have tshuvas in the Balei Atosis. So they have a tshuva from the Rabbeinu Tam that somebody was a chole she'ein bo sakana on Tzom Gedalia. So the Rabbeinu Tam says he doesn't have to fast. But then the Rabbeinu Tam says, if it would have been bizman that correlates Tzom, if it would have been at a time that it's a chiyuv tainis medirei kabbala, then we would have said Dira Kabbalah Kedira Torah Damyan, like the Gemara has the expression on Yutes Amar Aleph. We would only allow one to eat on Tzom Gedalia if it would be a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. But since Bizman Azeh, during the Crusades when they were killing Jews, the Rabbein Tam almost got killed himself on Shavuos. And other Balei Atosis were killed by the Crusaders in different countries there. And there were pogroms in London and so on. There were Kedoshim in all over Europe in the days of the Rishonim. So when there's a Xeris Hashmat against the Jews, then you have to fast with Dibre Kabbalah. So then we would say Dibre Kabbalah could Dibre Torah Damya, and the Rabbin and Tam says we would only allow a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana to eat. We wouldn't permit a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana to eat. But the Rabbin and Tam says that now there are no pogroms and no crusades. So that's really Mi'ikar Adin Ratz Mesanim Ratz Hayim Mesanim. So it's a Tainus the Rabbanan Kal. So we say that a chol Hashem B'Sakana is permitted to eat, and we say mabaris and manikas are allowed to eat. So what about the Taz says,
what about during a pandemic?
It depends where you are, how serious the epidemic is. The Chasam Sefer has a tshuva there was some kind of a cholera epidemic during his lifetime. So they said, whoever walks out into the street and has an empty stomach, he didn't eat, he's going to be bisakana. If he stays home, there's no sakana. He's quarantined. He's not going to get sick from the others. He doesn't have the cholera. But if he goes out, if he doesn't eat, he's at a higher risk. So the Chassam Sofer says that's not a heter to eat. That's a heter to stay home and daven b'chidus. He says it's daven b'chidus, stay home, so there won't be a sakana. But if you're in the middle of an epidemic and all over people are dying to the right and to the left, and the doctors say that by not eating you're at a high risk, then it's taki mechuyav to eat. If there's a simple solution, stay home, and you won't be in the middle of the epidemic. So then there's no heter to eat, and you have to stay home. That's what the Chassam Sofer says, yeah.
No, but I'm not talking about heter to eat. Let's say eating is not the issue. But by the tinyness, do we have to have the chumras like as if it was Hashash Hashma?
No, you have the chumras if there's a Shas Hashma. Yeah, not if there's an epidemic. No, if there's a Xeris Malchus against the Jews. Here there's no Xeris Malchus, there's the Min HaShemayim. Yeah. So the Taz is Masig on the Mechabe. He says, why did he quote the Ramban, who says that on Tisha B'av Chodesh Shem B'Sakana is permitted to eat? He tainas that since the Gemara says that there's a difference between Tisha B'av and the others, that Tisha B'av Halva Huchbul Abo Hatzarais, so we don't say Ratzim Misan, Ratzim Misan, we say it's a Chayva. So he says that Tisha B'av today is Medirei Kabbalah. So it's Medirei Kabbalah, so only, and according to Rabbi Natam, Medirei Kabbalah, Kedirei Torah Damyan, they should only allow one to eat on Tisha B'av with Zechadu She'esh B'sakana. That's the Taz's Taina. So I mentioned that, a couple of weeks ago, that someone published some of Rabbi Soloveitchik Shurim that he gave on in Yoni Tisha B'av. So they put this in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik, that Zechadu She'esh B'sakana is not allowed to eat on Tisha B'av. Maybe Rabbi Soloveitchik said it in the Shir in passing, but he didn't baskin like that for sure. The din is not like the Taz. So the Avinezer has a tshuva where he says during the lifetime of the Taz, the Rashbo and Rosh Hashanah was not yet printed, and he didn't have access to the Kisvei Yad. Taz didn't have, even if it would have been printed, the Taz was a very poor man. He hardly had any swarm at home. So the Rashbo writes on Adaf that the Gemara singles out Tisha B'av Ho, V'huchbo L'bo Hatzaris. Therefore, it doesn't depend on Ratzim Misanim, Ratzim Misanim. That's not, that part is not Medirei Kabbalah. That's Medirabbanan. Medirei Kabbalah, they're all together in the same boat. That Bizman Hazeh would be Ratzim Misanim, Ratzim Misanim. It's only Medirabbanan. So once it's only Medirabbanan, then you don't say Medirei Kabbalah, Kedirei Torah Damyan. So the Rabbi Natan would also agree with the Ramban, what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That for sure, that's the Psak HaMekubal. Nobody paskins like the Taz, that you're only allowed to eat that's not the accepted opinion. So the kids of the Gemara asked the Kasha, how come they only send out shluchim and everyone should know when Tisha B'av is? What about a Asarah B'Tavis and Shivasa B'Tam? So the Gemara says, strictly speaking, since it's optional, Ratzah Misanah, Ratzah Misanah, Tisha B'av is a Chayva, because Hav Huch B'Lebat Sarah, so the people have to know when is Tisha B'av to fast. But when Shivasa B'Tam, since strictly speaking, Ratzah Misanah, Ratzah Misanah, true, we follow Kvashi Avyu Alay Chayva. That was already in the days of the Gemara, in the days of the Tanaim, was already Kvashi Avyu Alay Chayva. But that's only Mitam Minik. That's not even Midirabbanan. So that you don't have to send out Shluchim, that the people have to know when Shibasa B'tam is. That's what the Gemara answers. So then the Gemara goes into a whole sugya of Megillas Tainus. During the period of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim introduced a whole list of additional Yamim Tovim over and above the Yamim Tovim that appear in the Chumash, Shalosh Regalim and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They introduced every month in Gedanishtik, every other week, there's another Yom Tov. Sometimes it's a one-day Yom Tov, sometimes an eight-day Yom Tov, five-day Yom Tov. You don't say tachnon, you don't fast, and you don't deliver a hesped. The lord misped b'hon, the lord l'sanor b'hon. Fine. And not only the day itself is a yontov, sometimes the day before and the day after, also you're not allowed to fast. Lifneim alachreim. That's on your testament aleph. The Gemara quotes the Gemara, and Tainus quotes more. The long text was on your testament aleph. The Ramaschal Asurim quotes more chunks from the Gemara in Tainus. So what is the basis of this whole system of Yamim Tovim on Megillas Tainis? Megillas Tainis is a book. That's why it's called Megillah. It was written down when the Torah Shebaal Peh was still not allowed to be written down. It was written down before the Mishnayos. That's what Rashi writes in the first Perek and Shabbos. It's called Megillas Tainis because the Heta to write it down came before the Heta to write Mishnayos. The one who put out, the Radal, who put out a scholarly edition of Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer, discusses in the Hagdama which was written down first, Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer or the Megillas Tainis. But they were both apparently written down before the Mishnayos. So Megillas Tainis starts with Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, goes all the months in order of the calendar, and he lists off all the additional Yom HaTovim. I think it's between 20 and 30 Yom HaTovim. Some of them are 8 days long, Chanukah, Purim, and so on. All the Yom HaTovim during the period of the Bayis Sheni. The Chasam Sefer has a tshuva where he discusses the celebration of Lag BaOmer. In Europe, the whole celebration consisted of that Yira Liva Tachnun. That's the whole story. Maybe eat boxer, whatever. But that's about all. So he didn't feel that that posed any problem. But he heard that in Eretz Yisrael, on Lag BaOmer, they have dancing and singing, and they give the haircut to the little children that they call a chalaka when the children reach the age of 3. So he says to make dancing and singing and a whole celebration, he made it into a yontif. That's a violation of the din. You only have a right to add additional yamim tovim if it corresponds to the rules and regulations of Megillas Tainis. But what are the rules and the regulations of Megillas Tainis? He doesn't explain. So you have to look through all the yamim tovim there. So the Ardaf on Yud Ches on base seems to explain the rule is when the building of the Beis HaMikdash, you see, whenever the Hashmonaim were victorious in battle, they would make a yontif. So is that the din? Whenever the Jewish army is victorious in battle, whenever Tzahal is victorious in battle, and you make a yontif? Not really. In the days of the Hashmonaim, there was a Beis HaMikdash. And if they would have lost the battle, the enemy would have either defiled the Beis HaMikdash or destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So when the Hashmonaim were victorious, the victory means that they saved the Beis HaMikdash from defilement and from destruction. So whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash, or you save the Beis HaMikdash from destruction, or you improve the structure, or you improve the Hakarabas HaKarbonas, or you improve the institutions of the Beis HaMikdash, let's say the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is supposed to meet in the Beis HaMikdash. That's Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, quotes the Mechilta, that at the end of Parshas Yisra, it talks about a Mizbach Avonim Tasali, and in Mishpatim it talks about the Bezin. So you see that you need Bezin Samach Le Mizbeach. They have to have the Sanhedrin has to meet in the Lishka Sagosas, in the Beis HaMikdash. Whenever you improve the institution of the Sanhedrin Gdoila, or you improve the institution of the Kohuna Gdoila is an institution that has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So whenever there's something to celebrate about the Beis HaMikdash, then they will make a yontif of Megillas Tainis. Where did they get this idea from that you make a yontif? So the Pashtus is called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Derasa Tikkun. It's an extension of the din of the Miluim. In Parshas Noso, it says that there was the last 7 days of Ador v'Shivitz Me'a Miluim. Then the first 12 days of Chodesh Nissan was Yud Beis Nisiyim brought every day. They brought Karbonos HaMiluim. So the Ramban thinks over there on the Chumash, and the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah also writes, he thinks this is one of the Taryag Mitzvahs, one of the 248 Mitzvahs essay. Whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash, you have to celebrate. We haven't built so many, but the Mikdashim, but the Malbim has a whole calculation in his commentary on the end of Yecheskel that when they built the first Beis HaMikdash, there was Shivas Yimei Miluim. When they built the Mishkan, there was Shivas Yimei Miluim. And then in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, when they built the first Mikdash, it says they celebrated Shivas Yomim and Shivas Yomim. So he translates, Malbim translates that they celebrated for 2 weeks. I always thought Pshat was different. They celebrated Shivas Yomim, the 7 days immediately prior to Sukkot, they celebrated Hanukkah's Habayis Rishon. Then the next 7 days they celebrated Sukkot, not celebrating 14 days, Hanukkah's Habayis. But the Malbim learns that they celebrated 2 weeks Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. Then the Psukim say when Ezra built the second Beis HaMikdash, they celebrated for 3 weeks. Then Lasid Lavoi, it says in the end of Yecheskel, that they'll start bringing karbanas, special karbanas, in addition to Tminim Musaf, and they'll bring special karbanas for Hanukkah's Habayis HaShlishi, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it doesn't say what year, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan till after Sukkot. That's over 6.5 months. So the Malbim makes a whole calculation. Why? Why in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they made the Mishkan, why was it 7 days? And the Bais Rishon, it was Shivas Yamim. Shivas Yamim, by Sheni, Ezra, days of Ezra. It was 3 weeks, and Moel Oselo was going to be 6.5 months. That's the whole Cheshbon. But the Ramban holds that that's a din l'doros, that whenever you complete the building of Beis HaMikdash, you have to celebrate. One of the Gedolim who lived in the mid-1800s, wrote a Rabbi David Navardike. He was the rabbi in Navardik. He wrote a sefer, Tshuva sefer, that's called Galya Masechta. First half of the sefer is Tshuvas, and the second half is Drush, Agarata and Drush, and Hespedim that he delivered. So he has a chiddush. He thinks that, according to some Rishonim, that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash is Daraisa, the Pasuk Necheskel says, I will send the Jewish people into Golus. They won't have a Beis HaMikdash, but they will have a miniature Beis HaMikdash. They'll have a miniature Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says in the end of Megillah, that's a reference to Eilabot, you're going to see it's about the Midrash and Shabbat. So the Rana Megillah writes that that interpretation is only an Asmachta. That's not really what it means. But other Rishonim hold that it's not an Asmachta. The Chayodim says that one should be careful with Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. He complains that we had when a prominent rabbi would die, they would take the Oren into the Beis HaKnesses, and he says it's not permissible. Only Go'on V'aluf. He writes, he's a Mechutna of the Vilna Go'on. Says when the Vilna Go'on died, he was a Go'on V'aluf. So they were permitted to take the Oren of the Vilna Go'on into the Beis HaKnesses to say a Hesped. But other Rabbanim says it's not permissible. And he says he shouldn't be mezalzel in all the dinim of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, because according to Rav Lezer Mitzin in Sefer Hiraim, it's a din deraisa. He holds that comment that the Gemara made in the end of Megillah, Mikdash Miyat, as a reference to the Batim Kanesis, the Batim Midrash and Shalom Bavel, that that's the pshat, that that's a real din deraisa, but the Kanesis, the Batim Midrashas, have Kedushim and Atarah. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, some Achrenim have this, the Stechemet quotes it there from the Rambam. It would appear also like that. The Rambam is not in any of the places you would ever think. The Rambam has the Sefer Mitzvahs, then he has the Mishnah Torah, then he has Pirush HaMishnah. So he doesn't have it in any of those places. The Rambam, in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, the Sefer Mitzvah was written in Arabic by way of introduction to the Mishnah Torah. The whole Mishnah Torah, at the beginning of every section, he tells you how many mitzvahs he's going to cover in this section. Because he starts off with the whole idea of learning Torah is to learn all the 630 mitzvahs and to know all the details. Well, the Mishmartam al-Sam, we should learn which are the 630 mitzvahs and to observe them. So the Rambam starts the Mishnah Torah in Hebrew. The introduction is the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Arabic. Then he starts in Hebrew with the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzara. And what he writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, a whole paragraph, or sometimes a long paragraph, usually a short, brief paragraph. Here he has mamish one or two lines. So in the one or two lines in the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzara, the Rambam quotes the pasuk from this week's Sedra and Re'eh, that you should destroy the Avodah Zarah and Eretz Yisrael. Then it says, "L'sasim kein l'Hashem alakechem." The Gemara says, "Hasor l'noted tzevim min hamizbeach." So the Rambam adds on; he doesn't have it anywhere else. Just in the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzara, he said, "Noted tzevim min hamizbeach," or "Noted tzevim from the Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash." So the Rambam sounds like he thinks that it's a din d'oraisa. He puts it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzara, and in the Kitzur Minyan HaMitzvahs. It sounds like it holds like that Rav Lezer Mitz that the Chayyodim pointed out. Yeah. So the Galya Masechta has a chiddush that whenever you complete building a Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash, there's a chiyuv min haTorah. You put it with this Ramban. There's a chiyuv min haTorah to make a celebration of a Chanukah Habayis. Because it's a, the Ramban holds that it's a mitzvah min haTorah whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash. And if you hold that, but you're going to see us about the midrashas, I have a din min haTorah, mikdash miyad, so there's a din min haTorah to celebrate. So all the Yamim Tov from Megillah Steinitz, they're all called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein, the pattern after that din, that the Ramban holds that there's a mitzvah min haTorah to celebrate, upon the completion of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Pashtus is, when you improve the structure or you defend the Beis HaMikdash from destruction or from defilement, or you improve the institutions of the Beis HaMikdash, so there's no chiyuv to celebrate, but Nistama, if you will celebrate Nistama, there'll be a kiyum deraisa. Every so often we say there's no chiyuv to do something, but there's a kiyum deraisa, like the Ramban holds, that the Rambam holds a tefillah b'chol yom, once a day, every day is deraisa. The Ramban says, there's no chiyuv deraisa to daven unless there's a major tzoras hatzibur, unless there's a major epidemic going on, or a war, or something like that, or a flood. But the Ramban says, inyan atfilas deraisa. If you do daven, there's a kiyum deraisa. That's what the Netziv, we spoke about the Netziv in the end of his commentary on Buchu Koisai, he comes up with such an idea. Sometimes there's a kiyum deraisa. Quotes from the Vilna Gaon that even though the chiyuv to eat matzah is only the first night of Pesach, but if you eat matzah the rest of the 7 nights in Pesach, there will be a kiyum deraisa. And Rav Soloveitchik a lot of times said there's certain things, there's no chiyuv deraisa, but there's a kiyum deraisa. So that's what all these Yamim Tovim and Megillah Steinitz, the Pashtus is, that it could well be that there's a kiyum deraisa on these. So the Gemara has a machlokes amay roim, Rav Rab Chanina, here it's in the middle of Yud Ches Amid Beis, about 20 lines from the bottom. It says, Itma Rab Rab Chanina, and the left-hand margin, there's another gives Rab Huna Rab Chinina. Instead of Rab Rab Chanina, the Haramach Lekas, all the Yom Tevin that were established, is Man by Yisheni, by the Tanoim, that are listed in the Gila Steinitz, Chodesh Nissen, here, Sivan, every month by month, every other week, there's another holiday, for one day, for a couple of days. Do you only celebrate those Yom Tevin as Man Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, or do you still continue to celebrate them after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash? Because what are they all based on? They're all based on that something wonderful happened, either the Beis HaMikdash was improved or defended, or the institution of the Beis HaMikdash were improved, and so on. So it's a machloike samaroyim. So the Gemara goes on and on until the top line on Yud Tesamid Beis. The Gemara finally says, Tanayi, the Tanya, it's a machloike satanoyim. This was a big machloike that's going on for years and years. And finally, the maskana was that all the Yamim Tovim and Megillas Steinitz were batlu, except for Chanukah and Purim. That's about 10 lines down from the top of Yud Tes Amid Beis. So why should one say that all the Yamim Tovim and Megillas Steinitz were batlu after the Churban HaBayis? So people who don't know the sugya would instinctively suggest that the reason why it should be batlu, because the whole historical background, what the Yontav is based on, has been forgotten. Something happened centuries ago. And we don't know and remembers what it is. Like I live in Washington Heights, so in Breuers, they celebrate Frankfurt Purim. They had a Yeshua centuries ago in Frankfurt. The Goyish government made a gzeira against the Jews. And then they had a Yeshua. And it happened, I think, in Oder Sheni. So they leave at Tachnun. And one day another, I think not only when it's Oder Sheni, they leave at Tachnun one day. So nobody remembers that nobody alive today remembers. It was a long time ago. So the Pashtus is, one might have said, that's the reason why Batla Megillah Steinitz. Nobody remembers what you're celebrating. But that's not the correct reason. You look in the Gemara has over here the last line on Yud Tesam, on Yud Chesam and Beis. The Gemara says, Kamaisa Batlach Ranaisa Mosifin. The Gemara has the same expression on the next daf also. Kamaisa Batlach Ranaisa Mosifin. So the Gemara says, if we have a Yeshua today, do we have the right to make a Yontav? I want to make a Yontav. Yom Atzmaut or Yom Yerushalayim. Are we allowed to make a Yontav? Forget about Brochus and Halo. Are you allowed to make a Yontav? So the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where he quotes the Pri Chadosh. There's an Issa Bal Tosef. You're not allowed to make a Yontav unless it's an Issa Bal Tosef. You're making an additional Yontav over and above what it says in the Chumash. You're only allowed to make a yontav if it corresponds to the rules and regulations of Megillah Steinitz. So what are those? It has to have something to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So the way they celebrated Lag BaOmer in Europe, they just left out Tachnun. So that the Chassam Sofer didn't bother him. We assume that reciting Tachnun is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Gaonim. The Gaonim hold that it's not a chayva. The Gaonim hold that it's a reshus. The Rambam holds reciting Tachnun is a chayva. You only leave out Tachnun when it's really a Yonta. We don't follow the Rambam. We leave out Tachnun on Chamishosa Ba'ov. We leave out, okay, maybe that is it. We leave out Tachnun on Tu Bishvat. What is Tu Bishvat? Rosh Hashanah Leilonis, Manze. It's not a Yonta. We leave out Tachnun on a Rebbe Zayortzai, whatever. You leave Tachnun a lot of times. Well, strictly speaking, we don't really have a good reason. So if you leave out Tachnun on Lag Baimer, you didn't really make it into a Yonta. But the Chassam Sofer writes in the first Tshuva, second Tshuva, you back that. First Tshuva, he writes, if they would listen to me, if I would have authority, and the Jews who live in Eretz would listen to me, I would do away with the way they celebrate Lag Baimer. They're making it into a Yontav, and Lag Baimer has nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash, so it's a violation of Baal Tosef. It's interesting, the Chayodim writes that there was a Sreifa in his home, and he was, some people's lives were B'sakon, and they were Nitzal. So he says every year he would celebrate on the occasion of the Yeshua. And he quotes a poem that he would recite every year. Rabbi Soloveitchik said that he remembers as a child, his family used to participate. There was a Yontif when the Tosfos Yontif was released from prison. He called the Sefer Madani Melech. So they accused him of being married to Malchus, so they put him in jail. So that's why he changed the name of the Melech, now the same name of the Sefer, now it's called Madani Yontif. But the Shach corresponded with the Tosfos Yontif. He always calls the Madani Melech. And whenever he got a letter from the Tosfos Yontif, he writes in parentheses, the Heshiv, and he responded, and he tells me, he has Taina, Madani Melech is on the bottom of the Rosh, on Chulin. And he has a lot of comments that are Negei LaHalacha. So he could corresponded with the Shach on all of his times. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said he remembered as a child participating in that Yontif, the Bafrayim's Yontif. Well, let's say Lubavitch has a celebration, Yutes Kislev, they celebrate. That has nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash, but that's not so. The Chayodim says, and the Malbim writes also the end of his commentary on Megillas Esther, the Perek Tes. So he writes the same as the Chayodim. There's no violation of Baal Tosef when you make a Yontif if it's only a family celebration or a local celebration for your city. If the Jews all over the world celebrate it, Yom Ha'atzmaut, the Yom Yerushalayim is celebrated by the Jews all over the world. It doesn't help that there are 10 Jews who belong to the Neturei Karta and they don't celebrate it. They're batel be'elef. There's hardly anybody there in the Neturei Karta. A couple of lunatics, but everybody, all the Jews all over the world celebrate. So Yom Ha'atzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim is a question. It's an issue of Baal Tosef if it has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. If it's not an Aschalta de Gula, Gula means Binyan Beis HaMikdash. If you don't think that HaKamas HaMedina and Yom Yerushalayim Kibush HaRabais, if you don't think that this is going to lead to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that's what it means, Aschalta de Gula, then it should be an issue to celebrate the Yontif, even if you're not saying Halo, even if you just can leave out Tapa, but you're going to celebrate. You're going to celebrate it as a Yontif. So all the Yom, so that's the Chassam Sofer in the first Tshuva, it goes like this. Second Tshuva, he backed out from the whole Pichodesh. But in the first Tshuva, he goes with this Pichodesh. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. Kamai said, Botlev, the holidays that they instituted, Bisman HaBayis Sheni, will Botlev to the Churban HaBayis. Achren Aysa Mosif, and how do you have a right to make a new Yontif today? What kind of a Kavachim is that? The holidays that were instituted centuries ago, we forgot the background, but there's something we had to Yeshua today. So we want to make a Yontif, we want to celebrate, to express our gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu today over the Yeshua that he gave us today. So the Gemara is clearly, that's not the reason why Batlam Megillas Tainis is, because the Yeshua happened centuries ago and it's already forgotten what it's all about. The reason why is because you're not allowed to, it's a Baal Tosef, you're not allowed to make a Yontif. In addition to the Yom Tov and the Chumash, if it doesn't have something to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So all of these Yom Tov, and they all have to do. What were the Yom Tov that they had? So one was, Tosis quotes, if you eat toikim temido, there was a period of time that in the Bayis Sheni, the Tzedukim were running the show, they were the Kohanim, they were Makor Kabbanis. And they allowed a yochid to pay for all the karbanas tziba. That's against the din. The din says you have to purchase karbanas tziba for machzah shekel. If a private person is chayv a karban, there's a pasuk that we learn out. I can be magdash al menashe iskapa b'chaveru. I can be Magdash Garban on behalf of someone else, but I should be Magdash Garban on behalf of Klal Yisrael. That's the machlekas, the tztukim and the chachamim. So we say you're not yotzei. So for many years, the tztukim are running the show, and they were bringing the karbanas. Pipsul, they brought karbanas siba that were donated by one family, a wealthy family, and they put up a sign in the Beis Hamikdash. All the karbanas siba this year was funded by a certain family. So that's against the din. So when they kicked them out and they started observing the karbanas properly, then they made a yontif. Or there were years, many years, that the tztukim were running the show. And Sfira Soima always began on a Sunday, Mimachas HaShabbos, and Shavuos was always an extended weekend on a Sunday. So that was like the tztukim. That's where the Christians picked it up from, the tztukim. Christians have Pentecost as a holiday of the 50th day. It's always on a Sunday. That's one of the whole, about over 10 shtick that the Christians picked up from the tztukim. It's Ma Baishan, that's one of them. That they always celebrate Pentecost, the holiday of the 50th day, on a Sunday. So when they kicked out the tztukim and they counted Sfira Soima properly, Mimachas HaShabbos, from the first day, Chol Hamoed Pesach, not from Sunday, and Shavuos falls out sometimes in the middle of the week, not always on a Sunday. So then they made a yontif because they improved the institutions of the Beis HaMikdash. Or the Gemara tells a story here towards the bottom, about 8 lines on the bottom of Yud Ches on the base, under the Gzer, Malchus Yavon made a Gzer Shalol Haske Shem Shemaim Apin. They didn't allow the Jews to say Shem Shemaim. When the Hashmonaim were victorious in battle, Unetzochem, Hiskinu, the Hashmonaim didn't consult the Rabbanim. They made a Takone, they should be Maske Shem Shemaim all the time. Afilu Bishtoris. Even when you write a document, they went overboard, they exaggerated, because for so many years, the Greeks didn't let them. Mask Hashem Shemaim, so they went the other direction. And they used to write, kach v'kach, so many years, li'yochan and kangor l'kel elyon. So the Chachamim were not happy with the takana the Chashmonaim made. They didn't consult any Chachamim. So I said, that's not a smart idea. When the Shtar Chayv will be paid up, then the Loiva is going to take the Shtar, rip it up, and throw it in the garbage. He's going to throw Shem Shemaim in the garbage, because it said in the Shtar, how many years it is since Yochanan Kain Gadol, Kel Elyon was appointed Kain Gadol. You're going to throw that in the garbage, Kel Elyon. So that's not right. That's what Moshe Feinstein said. Nimsa Shtamutal Ba'ashpa. So Ubitlum, the Chacham Uwe Mevatlin. That's what Moshe Feinstein has a Shuba. He says it's not right to put psukim or to have Shem Hashem on a wedding invitation, because the people don't put them in the shames. People throw out the wedding invitations in the garbage after the wedding is over. You throw it in the garbage. So you're throwing psukim in the garbage. That's not right. So here, what does this have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? It was because of they wrote Yochanan Kain Gadol Kel Elyon. So it was the institution of Kuna Gedoyla was causing a Chil Hashem, was causing Shem Shemayim would be Mutal Ba'ashpa. So they felt I had a Shaychus with the Beis HaMikdash, so they made a Yontif. All the Yom Tovim and Megillah Steiners, they all have something or another to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, you have no right to make an additional yontif. It was all based on the psukim. The Ramban on Chumash and Parshas Naso and the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs, that when you complete the building of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a chovah min haTorah to celebrate. And when you have a partial improvement of things, that you protect the Beis HaMikdash from destruction or defilement, then also there's a kiyum. As it came to celebrate. So that's what we paskan la'alocha, that all the Yom Tovim and Megillah Steiner, hani kehani, just like the fast days only make sense when there's no Beis HaMikdash. When you have a Beis HaMikdash, you have to celebrate, you have to make sasa v'simcha, you have to make a yontif. So hani kehani, the Gemara says, so the Yom Tovim that were instituted is man b'sheni, after b'sheni is destroyed, so there's nothing to celebrate. Now we have to observe our velus over the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Does it make sense to celebrate? There's no longer any Beis HaMikdash. This, the bottom Tosfos over here is problematic. The Gemara discusses the fact that they still celebrated Chanukah after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So the Gemara says, but Chanukah is one of the holidays of Megillah Steiner. The Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, Batla Megillah, on the 10th line from the top, on Yud Tes on the base, that Batla Megillah Steiner, except for Chanukah and Purim. We're going to have to explain why. So according to the Maskana, Chanukah, it does remain. Okay, but first the Gemara didn't realize that. So the Gemara asks, if you hold Batla Megillah Steiner, so why are they still celebrating Chanukah after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash? So So Tosfos says, why did they only dig up a brisa? They dug up a brisa that to celebrate Chanukah. Why did they prove it from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that they send out the shluchim. The Mishnah yudches amanot. They send out shluchim al kislev im Chanukah. People should know when to celebrate Chanukah. And the Mishnah goes after the Churban Abayis. Because the last line on the Omer, the last line in the Mishnah says, "Uk yishoya beis hamikdash kayam." In earlier years, when the beis hamikdash was not yet destroyed, yotzem afal iyo mipnei Pesach katim, because of Pesach sheni. So apparently, the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, goes after the Churban Abayis. So after the Churban Abayis, you see that they have to know when Chanukah is. So why did the Gemara have to dig up some obscure brisa that Chanukah was still being observed even after the Churban Abayis? Why didn't they prove it from the Mishnah? So the bottom test is V'yod Rab Loza B'rochens. The test says you can't really prove it from the Mishnah. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that they celebrate Chanukah. It's just that they sent out shluchim to tell everybody Ben Rosh Chodesh Nis Kislev was in order to know when to be madlik the Neiris. Maybe the Yontav of Megillas Tainis was bottled, but the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaNeiris is still there. I didn't look, but I my guess is there are probably some Rishonim who disagree with Tosfos. What do you mean? A mitzvah of Hadlakas HaNeiris not connected with a Yontav? First you have to establish Chanukah as a Yontav, and then you say, this Yontav has a mitzvah. But if you say, bottle Megillas Tainis, all the Yontav tell you from my bottle, so how can you remain with a mitzvah of Hadlakas HaNeiris Echalenes? You only have a mitzvah if you have a Yontav. Otherwise, my yom yomayim, what is Chanukah different from the other days? So this is a question, why a Chanukah and Purim should be different. Why the Maskana we passed in Batl Megillah Steinis, except for Chanukah and Purim. These are the two Yomim Tov. So the Gemara first suggests over here, about 10 lines from the bottom of Yud Ches on the base, the line begins with the word Shehitz Anisem, Amrav Yosef, Shani Chanukah Deika Mitzvah. They didn't abolish Chanukah because it has a mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeiris. Frag the Gemara, what kind of an answer is that? Amalei Abai, so Abai yes, Rav Yosef. He was a Talmud of Rav Yosef. He often disagrees with Rav Yosef. We often pass him like Abai when he disagrees. Amalei Abai, so Abai argues with his Rebbe. If you hold Batla Megillas Tainis, a Chanukah should be Batla, and the mitzvah should be bottled. That's the Pasha Pshat. Not like that. The Pasha Pshat is that the mitzvah of Lakas HaNeir is only Shayach. If you have a Yontif, once a Yontif is bottled, so the mitzvah is bottled. So the Gemara says, Shani Chanukah de Mefarsim Nisan. What's that answer? What does that mean? So Rashi says, Kvahu Goli Lachol Yisrael Aydesh Anoga Boha Mitzvahs, Ve'erzika Bo Kishal Tar Ve'lai Nochan Levatlai. It's difficult to be mevatel. Chanukah is such a happy holiday that the Jews all over the world celebrate. It's too difficult to do away with that. What do you mean? But if you hold like the Pichadosh, that you talk about in Issa Bal Tosef, Chanukah is celebrated all over the world. It's not like Frankfurt Purim. It's not like the Chayyada made a Yontem, not like the Tosef Yontem made a Yontem for his family. Remember Rabbi Willig had one. When they were born, one of his twins was deathly sick, and he was, he was born on Zayin Adar. Says he was named Moshe because Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. He didn't have the bris till a few months later. Every year, he would have a Sudas Hoidoya on the anniversary of the day when the baby was Yotza Mechlal Sakana. A lot of families do that when someone was Sakana. He gets better, so every year they celebrate. So that's not a violation of Baal Tosef because it doesn't look like a Yontav. It's only friends and family that gather together, make a Sudas Hoidoya. But Chanukah is celebrated by the Jews all over the world. So that's a real, if the Pri Chodesh is right, that that's the Pshat and Nimar, Chanaisa Botlar, Chanaisa Mosif, and how can you add on a new Yontav? It's a violation of Baal Tosef. So what kind of a terrorist is that? The Tzibur will not listen to us. They won't want to listen to us. You let the people violate Baal Tosef. So it could be that Rashi Lishitosa, there is a Machlokes, a Rishonim, there is a Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin. I think maybe we spoke about it. We spoke about it recently in the Shia. There is a Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin about Zokamami. Zokamami is only Chayv Misa if he paskins against the Bez Nagodol and Adavash Yeshba Lahosif and Hosif Gareya. So the Gemara says, what if the Zokar Mamre tells all the Hipaskin, the Bez Nagodol says, you only have Dalim Minim Shebelulav. And the Zakeh Marmit tells the public, in addition to the Dalmidim, they should take some roses and lilacs. So the Gemara says that's a violation. Is that a violation of Bal Tosif? So the Gemara says, if you hold lulav tzarech eged and you put the roses into the eged, then yesh bo lehosif and hosif gareh. Then it's a violation of Bal Tosif, and it ruins the whole mitzvah because it's all tied up together. But if you hold lulav ain't tzarech eged, or you hold it michutz leged, then the Gemara says haylechu dikoy v'haylechu dikoy. So therefore, the din doesn't apply. What din doesn't apply? So there's a machloikis in Achreinim and a machloikis in Taisvis in two different mesichtes. What does it mean? Ha'iluchu dekoi b'ha'iluchu dekoi. There's no violation of Bal Tosif. It's against the Gemara in the last perek in Erevin. The Gemara says in the last perek in Erevin, ha'moitzi tefillin. Gemara says if a person puts on two shal yads or two shal roshes at the same time, that's a violation of Bal Tosif. So the second shal yad is not connected with the first one. Ha'iluchu dekoi b'ha'iluchu dekoi. So Tosif has one suggestion. It's only Bal Tosif and the Rabbanim. The definition of Bal Tosif on the level of Deraisa is if you do a mitzvah Deraisa behoy sofa, I take Dalin Minim with the Min Chamishi. But if I add on a thing that's not attached, it's not connected, Ha'ilu Chodikoi, in addition to the 613 mitzvah, I add a 614th mitzvah. I celebrate a new holiday of Chanukah. I have no right to celebrate because it has nothing to do. There's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. It's bound that you have a Beis HaMikdash, there's a Kiyum. There's a Kiyum, like there's a Chiyum when you complete the building of a Beis HaMikdash, as the Ramban. So if you celebrate the anniversary of what happened, and even what happened was not the building of the Beis HaMikdash, it was the improving of the structure, of the improvement of the Hakrovus HaKrabonis. So there's a Kiyum on that. So that takes off the Bal Tosif. But if you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so if you're really dealing with the Bal Tosif Deraisa, how can you leave the Yontav of Chanukah? So according to one opinion, it says Ha'iluchu Dekoi V'Ha'iluchu Dekoi means that there's no Bal Tosif Deraisa, it's only Bal Tosif Derabbanan. The other opinion in Tosfos is that that's not correct. Rav Soloveitchik said his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, thought that the second opinion in Tosfos was more correct. Machlokes Achreinim, which opinion to Paskan like? That if you have two Shol Yads, it is a violation of Bal Tosif Deraisa. Ha'iluchu dekoi v'ha'iluchu dekoi just means you don't apply the second half of the statement in Hosif Goreya. If you tie the roses and the lilacs in with the eged, lulav tzarech eged, you have everything in the eged, not only are you in violation of Bal Tosif, we say in Hosif Goreya, you're not yotze the mitzvah, because it's all together, so it passes the mitzvah. But if it's ha'iluchu dekoi v'ha'iluchu dekoi, there is Bal Tosif deraisa, but you don't say in Hosif Goreya. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that was the more correct opinion. But this issue is really a machlekes harishonim. Machlekes harishonim. When the Chachamim make a takana de Rabbanan, they add an additional yontiv. Do they have to add the yontiv in such a way as to avoid violation of Bal Tosif? Well, no, there's no Bal Tosif. Bal Tosif is only if you do a mitzvah deraisa behoy sofa. That's only Bal Tosif de Rabbanan if you add a 614th mitzvah. It could be that that's only Bal Tosif Rabban. Bal Tosif Deraisa is only if you do a mitzvah Deraisa, Behoi Sofa, you take tefillin with five parshias, or you take, or the Koyen Duchens, he says, a fourth pasuk, he says an additional pasuk. So it could well be that Rashi over here is going Lishitosa. It could be that Rashi holds that Bal Tosif Deraisa doesn't apply. Rashi and other Mesichtas, Bal Tosif Deraisa doesn't apply unless you're doing a mitzvah deraisa b'hoy sofa. So if you make a new yontif, as the Ramban HaChumash quotes the pasuk in Sefer Melachim, they celebrated Sukkot HaChodesh HaShabbat Melibo. They celebrated Sukkot a month later because in Chodesh Tishrei, that's the busy season on the farm. So they didn't celebrate Sukkot when they were supposed to. They invented a new mitzvah of Sukkot and Cheshvan. So if you make a new mitzvah, 614th mitzvah, if you hold that it's only Bal Tosif de Rabbanan, then if it's so they can say, hey, Mama, hey, Mama. So if the Bezin finds it difficult, they don't want to be Mevatel the Yontav of Chanukah. It's a beloved Yontav, and you do a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Mefarsan Misa, it's a happy Yontav. So they didn't want to be Mevatel after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so they left it. And there's no problem Bal Tosif de Raisa because it's they invented a new mitzvah. It's not that they're doing mitzvah de Raisa, but If you hold like the other shita, that is Baltasib deraisa, even if it's Haidukhudikoi, and the Ramban Chumash holds like that, that if you add a 614th mitzvah, that'll be a Baltasib deraisa. So then you have to give an upshat. What does it mean? Shaina Chanukah de Mefarsim Nisa. How does that take off the Balt? If it's no longer a Beis Hamikdash, so you have no right to celebrate a Yom Tov, so it should be Baltasib deraisa. So what's the heter? So maybe Billy Netter will have to continue tomorrow because we have to explain Purim also. Why is Purim? Why is Purim Mutar? Here the Achreinim are bothered with their kasha. They all ask the same kasha. According to the Gemara's tradition, the story of Purim occurred during the 70 years of Golas Bavel, before the building of the second Beis Hamikdash. In the history books, every 50 years they change back and forth. Half the time they say that the story of Purim happened in the middle of the Beis Sheni period. Half the time they say like the Gemara. But the Gemara is consistent that the story at Chatzi HaMalchus V'Sayos, that Achashverus said, I'll do anything for you. I love you, I'll do anything, but I won't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara's tradition was that the story of Purim, the next Purim happened, I think, a year or two before Ezra completed the building of the Beis HaMikdash. If there was no Beis HaMikdash, how'd they have the right in the first place to make the Yontif of Purim? That's the kasha that the Turi Evin asks, and the Svasemis asks, and the Malbim asks it. So we'll have to start B'nai tomorrow with that kasha. And when we'll enter that kasha, we'll be able to explain why Chanukah and Purim are the exceptions to the rule. Okay. Have a nice day.
May I please ask you a quick question?
Sure.
The fact that Elul is only 29 days, so why isn't it totally in the month before when the Adam came?
The Gemara says that we arranged it in such a way that there was no need to make it 30 days. The Gemara said once in a long while. The Gemara says that the first Rosh Hashanah of the Bayi Sheni, the Gemara says that year Elul was Me'uber. And then later in history, maybe once in several centuries, they would have Elul Me'uber. But out of the several hundred years of the Bayi Sheni, it was extremely rare. Gemara said if it came up, that sometimes they would make it more, but it rarely happened. It always turned out like that. They would always see to it that Elul should always be 29 days. And Rashi says the people had a right to follow, people in Chutz La'aretz had a right to follow the Roiv. The Roiv is that Elul, Ruba de Ruba, the Roiv is that Elul is going to be 29 days. They have to find out later that they made a mistake, that really Elul was 30 days. They were observing Rosh Hashanah on the last day of Elul. Okay? So they made a mistake. But the Bishaito, when they observed the Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day, they had the right to because they went Basar Raif.
Right, but the rain, can they arrange, if the Adam, let's say, if one month the moon is, the Molad is in the day, is in the night, the next month the Molad's going to be in the morning, they may not see it. So how can they arrange it, connected the Ria?
The din is that they can make Kiddush HaChodesh even without any witnesses. So the Gemara is going to say they would bribe witnesses to say Eidu Sheker that we saw the moon. I say Eidu Sheker. How can they do that? The Gemara says they would bribe witnesses to give Eidu Sheker in order to fulfill the mitzvah a Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Haria. But it's an Avera, Eidu Sheker. So the Minhag Shechina says Eidu Sheker is only Avera. Lasana Berecha Eidu Sheker. If you mops at somebody, I say the guy's Chai Mamun, Chai Misa, Chai Malkus. Here I'm not being mafsid anybody anything. I'm just making Rosh Chodesh a day earlier. So there's no violation of Eidu Sheker over here. And they're in fulfillment. That's a matem afilu mzidim. They hired Eidu Sheker in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush al pi Ariya. So they would always rig it in such a way that that El should be only 29 days. And once in a long, long, long while, it would be 30 days. Okay, so the people made a mistake. They went Basar Raif.
I just want to ask them what the Rav said before, that they were kosher only shmad, not like something like an epidemic or pandemic.
I think so, yeah.
Whole mokka was from rain. So why should the pandemic be like more similar to rain, like a rain?
No, that's a tainus. You have a tainus, but you don't have the chiyuv tefillah based tzara. The Ramban says is, what were we talking about?
Isn't that a tzara, a pandemic?
Yeah, that's tefillah b'yeis tzorah. So tefillah is the raisa. But we were talking about the taneisim.
So when
you have no beis hamikdash and they have gzeres hamalchus against the Jewish people, then you mukhi if to fast midirik habola, ola chamisha inuyim alayla kiyom. But that's tefillah based Torah is a different thing. It is a based Torah, yeah.
Thank you.
But the chiyuv to fast midirik kabbalah, that's only if there's no base hamigdush and there's exeris hamalchus against the Jews. Yeah. Rav Soloveitchik mentioned that during the First World War, during the Second World War, there were rabbonim who told the balabatim that they have to fast Shavuos v'Tammuz and some Gedalia Leila Kiyoma and Rola Chamisha Inuim. Based on this Bir Agra, who quotes this Ramban from the Torah Saladim. Yeah. Very good. Okay, Belinetta, tomorrow we will continue.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Have a nice day, everybody.
Thank you.